Indeed, for motorcycle racing, round five of the World Superbike Series, two races per round, and today's doubleheader was at the famed Monza Circuit in Italy. First race, a terrific three-rider battle. World champ Troy Bayliss can't whoa that Ducati. Overshoots the chicane, and the former world champ Colin Edwards goes with him, and then they both roar back past the heroic homeboy Frankie Keeley, got a fresh pin in the shoulder. Then they catch number 100 Neil Hodgson, who did not blow the chicane but remembered the prescribed 10-second penalty for those who did. So Hodgson didn't respond when Bayliss went back to the front. Troy cut the fastest lap of the race getting there, later called this the best of his seven wins this year. Last lap near Highside shows how hard he was pushing. Hodgson figured he's got a one. Bayliss and Edwards going to be docked 10 seconds, but they weren't. Bayliss wins. Officials reasoned he and Edwards didn't gain time with the chicane chicanery. We go to race two. Right side of your screen, watch Keeley touch Hodgson's rear wheel and fall. Watch the shoulder, Frankie. James Toseland nowhere to go, so it's the same three guys up front. Hodgson riding a customer Ducati against Bayliss factory Testastretta, eager to prove what he could have done in the first race, if only. Yeah, if only. But look beyond the three-wide battle for the lead. Note the rapidly approaching Aprilia, Noriyuki Haga. Bayliss apparently wanted no part of a four-man race, so he got his head down, cut a lap that knocked their socks off, and then pulled out a three-second lead as Neil, Colin, and old Haga-san started getting in each other's way in a second-place battle that went all the way to the wire. Now, you see how competitive these races are. All the more astonishing, then, that this cat, Bayliss, has now won 8 out of 10 this year. And as you admire Troy's amazing point lead, we'll tell you that Ben Bostrom's little brother, Eric, ran 9th and 7th today. Ben was 9th in the first race and broke in the 2nd.